Okay, here we go. We're locked in. The intro music is fading out. You guys can't hear that, but trust me, it's happening. The magic of the iPad. Wow. Our $10,000 recording studio. We just wish we've got levers and switches.
Yes.
Magic of the iPad. No, we are here with the cast, director, writer, and publicist. We call you a publicist?
Publicist, that's fine.
Of The Bank Job, now playing at, is it the Gorton Theater anymore?
Gloucester Stage Company.
Gloucester Stage Company.
Yep. 267 East Main Street.
Yeah, what a treasure. We're going to go around. I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves and say what your role is in the production.
Thanks, Jerry. Robert Walsh, Artistic Director and Director of the production.
Heidi Dallin, Media Relations at Gloucester Stage and Director of the Youth Program at Gloucester Stage.
Mm-hmm. Shui Jia, and I'm an actor. I play the role of Jill.
John Kovenbach, I'm the playwright.
Paul Melendi, I'm an actor on the show. I play Russell, the skinny brother.
Johnny Lee Davenport, I'm an actor in the show, and I play Officer Dale.
Officer Dale.
Right? Dale James.
Dale James. Yes. And we also have Karen Pischke here with us.
Morning,
from Dreamtime Wellness. And my co-host Kim Smith is here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
There we go. Bank Job opened already.
Yep,
it opened. And how, this is, I have not seen it. I'm hearing unbelievable things. High energy, really, really fun show. Am I right?
Yes.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yes. 1 week left, and this week we have a Tuesday performance.
Yeah. Oh,
we never perform on Tuesdays, so all of you that are busy Wednesday through Saturday and Sunday, you can come on Tuesday night.
Wait, we have a Tuesday show?
Better show for that.
But if you want to laugh and just forget about your problems, come see this show. You'll get drawn into it immediately with the shenanigans and the comedy. It's just an amazing departure from your normal theater affair.
This is my kind of show. This is a working
show.
This is a working man show, as opposed to the period pieces. This is my kind of show.
Right? We are wearing period clown masks.
Right? Got that going for you.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Something for everyone.
Well, this is a spoiler alert, but there's a female character who sneaks into the men's restroom and leaves pee on the seat.
That is my kind of show. There you go. I love it. Nice work, John. So, John.
You look shocked, John. I was wondering if it happens, but you wrote it. You looked at me as if that's something I added.
Your performance was so believable. You made that part up.
John, this is an original, this isn't adapted from anything, this is your piece. When did you write it, and what was the kind of the inspiration behind the whole thing?
So I think I wrote it about 5 years ago, I think that's about right. And the inspiration, I had done a bunch of rewrites, like Hollywood rewrites on caper movies and different kinds of heist movies. Diamond heists and all kinds of crazy stuff.
You know, it's kind of, wait, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but like, you know how so many things kind of tie in together? Lindsay Krause, was it House of Cards?
House of Games with
her ex-husband.
Yeah, with David.
David Mamet,
yeah.
Right? And
that's like the mother of all heist movies. That one's so good.
So good, so, right? Right?
So everybody in Hollywood thinks they know how to rob a bank. Everybody, like if you meet, like you go into these notes meetings and it's the studio executives and they all know exactly how to rob a bank. The guys, you know, the writers know exactly how to rob a bank. The actors are like, that's not how you rob a bank. So, and nobody in real life knows how to rob a bank, I don't think. So that was sort of the germ of it, and it occurred to me, what would it be like where everybody kind of has, to me, there's two fantasies. We're going to win the lottery or we're going to take that bank. Those are the two things we think about, right? So it was like, what if average people, everyday people, regular people actually tried to rob a bank? These guys, there's a couple of brothers, they try to take down a bank, they end up stuck in a bathroom. The plan is to escape through this window. It turns out that the window, I don't think I give too much away, the window is bricked over, they can't get out. So the whole play takes place inside the executive washroom of like a branch bank in some suburban nowhere, right? So it's just the idea of what if regular people were faced with the sort of complications that would ensue from actually trying to rob a bank, and what if every conceivable thing went wrong?
That could go wrong.
So that was the idea for it.
Oh my God, what a premise. I mean, you guys must be having a ball.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's hard to keep a straight face sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Watching this guy and his partner.
Yeah. A lot of physical comedy?
Yes.
I'd say there's a fair amount.
Yeah.
Is that an understatement?
Well, you came here. You showed up this morning. He said, I know you actor types. You know, we taped the podcast at 9.
Nine.
Yeah.
And
everybody's like, I can't believe it. You know, I got here at 4 o'clock in the morning to pass out lobster bait. And I'm like, no, this is lunch for me.
Exactly.
Seeing you, like, oh, you know, I had to drag myself here for the podcast. And, yeah, it's just like, come on.
This marathon or something happening. So I had to drive behind all these
terrible. I don't know how you guys do it. It's so horrible.
And they have a show this afternoon.
No, but no, I do understand, because the shows are in the evening. And to be actors, you have to get amped up, right? So like, the show doesn't just end and you can like lay down and go to bed, right? Like, what's the average time you guys go to bed? Like, a show gets over at what time?
Show's done at like 9:30, 9:30.
Yeah, it's a quick show, but coming down
from it, it's
because,
a long time.
Okay, so you start the show at an 11, because you've just, for me, I mean, I've just robbed a bank. Can you imagine?
Yeah, right.
Robbing a bank.
Adrenaline, a little bit of adrenaline.
Just, I mean,
major adrenaline.
Just a squirt. And so, and then you're done in an hour and a half, and then it's like, you know, what do you do with all of that?
And also, like,
sit
all
in
the
bed
cast,
and try to,
yeah, and all y'all live so far away, and so like after the show, you're just like all this adrenaline, and everybody goes home, and you're just like, wait, it's over, but what am I gonna do with myself?
Yeah,
yeah, you're still like jumping up and down by yourself in your room.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
They're young people. I leave the show, I get to the crib, and I go to sleep.
That's the way to do it, right there. That's the way to do it.
No, you gotta let that go.
You're professional.
Well, Joey, you remember from last year, Let Us in Lovage, right? You had a turn, so, you know, you got home and you were all amped up.
Oh,
right?
I was all amped up. My children, I couldn't get them to bed.
They were about to
Yeah. The girls got to be extras. That was such a treat, too. Yeah, Lindsay was great. Lindsay was so great. Yeah, but so... So the play's running. We had words about you, Heidi, last week in the podcast. I don't know if you listened to, but we trashed you up and down.
We called you out.
We called you out up and down.
Doesn't feel good, Heidi.
For not coming in earlier before because usually we don't have to even. We just know that you're going to show up with the cast, and we're going to get ahead of this thing. Now it's compressed. We have a week to get people to come out and see the show.
We have a special. You don't get. John Kolvenbeck, the author.
Big time.
Every weekend.
That's it.
That's big time.
Yeah. You know?
It's impressive.
And last weekend was Memorial Day weekend. And,
no,
and it was hard. I had to bribe Paul to get to come here today.
Coconut what? Water?
So,
what are the other actors getting? Johnny's looking at you like, what's going on here?
You done?
All what did I get?
It's not right.
Well,
it's
the
not
nice
right.
thing is, you know, we always talk about, you know, looking for housing for actors and things like that. We have lovely people in the community. Johnny is living in Gloucester during the run. So he doesn't, or Rockport. So he doesn't have to commute. And she is up the street.
Yeah, Maggie Rose's place?
She doesn't have a car. No.
Maggie,
actor from the next show is in Maggie's now. There are two cast members missing today. I mean, they're alive and well, but they just couldn't make it. Neil Nacer, who is Pele's Paul's brother in the show, and then Richard McElvain, who actually lives in Ipswich, and he's been affiliated with Gloucester Stage for a long time. And he's doing a one-man show tonight at the theater, The Chess Player, which is then going on to Edinburgh.
Wow.
So that's why he couldn't be there. And Neil has a new baby and all of that. So
speaking of one-man shows,
Watch the segue. Watch how we do this. Watch how we do this. The master. The master right there. Wow. It was like sensei.
Whoa.
Dropped it.
Not your first podcast.
No. Speaking of, Johnny Lee.
Yes.
You have a one-man show. One night, one-man show.
One night only. Don't miss it.
June 27th.
Correct.
And that's in between the Fiesta, so no one has to miss the Fiesta.
Exactly.
And it's in, and on the other bookend of the 3rd of July Harbor's Parade.
Right. Well, that week in between when everyone's here and they're taking the week off. Looking for something to do.
So there's no excuse.
No excuse. That's exactly right.
You said it, not me.
Johnny, explain what it's about.
Yeah, the show is called Thurgood. It's about the first African American Supreme Court justice. And the Thurgood Marshall is his name. I don't know how much you guys know, but he was a maverick. He was around the same time as Martin Luther King, but they were on different ends of the spectrum. Thurgood believed in using the law to make changes, using the law to gain equality. And that's basically the gist of the show. Deals with his personal history, his life. I play him as a young man and all the way through to an old man.
I think it's really
well done. Well written. It was written by the founder of the American Film Institute, George Stevens Jr.
We get quality here, don't we? We get real quality here in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so for you guys that come here, like, is this Do the directors seek out the actors from other communities, or do the actors say, you know, do you guys got anything in Gloucester going on? Because I really want to be part of that Gloucester stage. How does it work?
You're right on all counts.
All counts.
Yeah. People seek us out. Also, we look for, we know folks either, you know, around the area like Richardson, Ipswich, or certainly Boston is a big market for us, but New York as well. So and Brad is from LA, so it's a blend. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we say this every time you guys are on, but like when you say blessed, we're just so blessed to have this caliber that, you know, the writers and the directors and the casts. I mean, we got Broadway. I mean, we had Israel's. I mean, that was on.
Went to New York.
How did that do?
Man in Snow.
How did it do?
Great. It did terrific.
Yeah.
We got a top 10 notice in the Times for things to do on Thanksgiving weekend. Oh. And it was the only theater piece that was listed. So it was pretty cool.
Wow. Huge.
Yeah. So we've got his other show this summer called Out of the Mouths of Babes, which ran off Broadway last year and is going to be in the West End in London in the fall. So. We're going to fit right in the middle of that too. So yeah, premieres. This is a New England area premiere of John's play. The next show, The Effect, is also an area premiere, and we have one world premiere later on in the season.
Wow!
And people might remember Johnny Lee from starring opposite the Grand Dame of theater, Lindsay Krause, when they did their award-winning production of Driving Miss Daisy. So I'm sure a lot of people recognize that voice.
You guys won some awards for that?
Oh, yes. We both got Best Actor awards. You got Best Actress.
Ooh,
I got
baby.
Best Actress.
Yeah.
One of us got one.
Something like that.
And Johnny did, you did Thurgood at New Rep, right?
I did Thurgood at New Rep.
And it was a huge success. The critics have been telling me when they saw it on the schedule, they're like, we missed it, or we want to see it again. Mm-hmm. We're so glad that you're bringing it out here. So
yeah, I'm getting bookings from all over Massachusetts anyway. And I have one in near Chicago in Oak Park, Illinois, next spring. I'll be doing a run of the show there as well.
You might be out there, Karen.
That's where I got married, Oak Park, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, at the Oak Park Festival Theater.
That's not where I got married.
Oh, okay. But that's where.
My friends are so
welcome.
Thank
you.
That's great.
Yeah, you gotta go to the Weber Grill out there.
Have I seen you on Law and Order?
I did Law and Order, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. See, I knew I recognized that voice.
Yeah. Wow, Kim. That's good. Instead of insulting people.
I won
I will never.
Why don't you explain what happened before when we were doing the show? When we were doing the show notes, why don't you explain?
If you come back in 5 years, you will still be talking about it.
Oh, well, go ahead. Give the rundown. What happened when we were doing the show notes?
Makeup, John.
So John's sitting here unassumingly.
I stuck my foot in my mouth because I thought that.
This was just cast.
Jeez, you look really old for your age.
It was just cast, and that John was the elder gentleman in the party. And I thought, oh my God, I kept looking at him and thinking, how was that makeup possible?
Transformation.
Because he's so much younger than the older gentleman.
And handsome, like, right.
Never recover. Yeah.
Never recover.
We're never going to get guests here again. We're never going to have guests because of you.
Right, this is going to happen.
We'll never be able to get the actors back. Although Richard McElvey don't want to come in after that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I think we should watch Paul's commercial.
Oh, you know what? I can link to it. I'll link to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I will link to it. I'm going to put that in the show notes.
Get some hits.
All the podcasts in the world, that would get more people.
Get more people.
I know.
I just want to read. So Kim's husband, Tom, wrote a nice review. It was on the blog last night by Tom Houck. In its New England premiere through June 10th at the Gloucester Stage Company, Bank Job delivers superb comic performances by a quintet of actors who literally throw themselves into their roles. The setup is simple. After pulling off their heist, I don't know if we want to give this away. Two bumbling bank robbers, Paul Melendi and Neil Nasser, flee to the bank's executive washroom where they intend to escape out the window to freedom. Their plan is complicated by a woman who happens to be using one of the stalls. You know that is.
Maybe.
An investigating cop and finally a bystander. So, obviously, Tom, you guys, when did you guys go?
We went on, what night did we go?
Thursday
or Friday, yeah.
I think it was Thursday.
Thursday night, yeah.
So,
Friday, yeah.
So Tuesday night, it's available. So if
yep, 7:30.
So Tuesday through Saturday.
All right, yeah. Kate and I are probably going to come Tuesday night.
Good.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
We don't have children that night, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And it's good. You'll also like it because it's 90 minutes, no intermission.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not period pieces. People and speaking in and with out, English accents.
Yeah,
no, that.
You're right. It's a guy's play.
I can't do those. I fall asleep in those period
And it takes place.
They win all the awards.
We don't even do those plays, though.
Explain to me this. Why is it that they always win the awards? What is it? Is it because the people that are handing out these awards want to, like, to say that they're more sophisticated than us. They're afraid to say they don't like it, right?
That's it.
They're bullied into giving them the award.
They'll be unsophisticated if they say they don't like it.
Right? Yeah.
No. Seen it,
I agree.
A million times.
And this also takes place in a working restroom, too. The stage is converted to a working.
Who did the
set design is by John Savage.
John Savage.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Where's John Savage?
He is a Boston designer. He is the head design faculty member at Boston University.
Huge shout out to him. He did a beautiful job.
What did he do last year?
And Russ Swift did the lights, and Linda Ross did the costumes, and Dave Wilson did the sound.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got running water.
Yes,
we do. Yeah.
So you can literally you could drop a deuce in the middle of a performance and no one would know. No one would know.
You could, but they don't flush.
Oh, yeah. Only the sink.
That'd be great.
Really gotta go.
Yeah, but they said that you actually peed and that was the inspiration that John said.
She does, but she's
I
not
just
gotta
happen. Right.
She
but
just
I just
gets nervous.
Sometimes.
I but I did it one time and they decided to keep it, so now I just have to drink a lot of fluids, before the show. Because I gotta bring it. I'm the only woman in the show.
That's right. That's it. Oh, I love it.
Please don't use the toilets.
people who are listening.
All right.
Which is an issue with Gloucester.
Yeah, I know.
People come in and pee on stage all the time.
Don't forget to remind me and give me the link. So I put it into the show notes at the end. Don't leave here without it.
So
Paul did we mention this before?
No.
Okay, so we'll mention it now. So this is how, like, Paul did a commercial, Bernie and Phil's.
Paul is the skinny brother in the show.
Paul is the skinny brother.
Skinny
man. And he did this very creative, probably the best ad commercial that Bernie and Phil have ever done. Because I have never remembered any of their, except for their masshole accents in the commercials. They're known for nothing else.
Right,
but this is actually,
you will
remember this commercial if you see it, like, you know, for decades.
Yeah, and people know when you say the naked guy.
Did you have to work out?
Printed.
Did you have to work out? Did you fast beforehand?
He works out before every show.
You wanted to have the abs and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I did before anyway.
But did you do without fluids for like a couple days so you could see the because
like the
that's what women
Bale,
do.
Did I do the Christian Bale?
Yeah, yeah. That? And you threw yourself into the job. You know where you're going in?
I wanted to show up on camera. So if I fasted, there would be nothing left.
I want to know about the audition.
I was gonna say, yeah. What did you audition for that?
Were you naked in the audition?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight up, you didn't wear a jockstrap.
Well, I wore some tidy.
Tidy what?
So you were naked in this.
We did.
But we were just off for a second, and they said that you stuffed a sock in your jockstrap.
No! Whoa! No! Stuffing.
So you're saying you didn't need any stuff? You didn't need the sock, is what you're saying?
No. At the audition, they were like, please, you know, get down to your underwear. So I had to, you know, because I wanted that money. And to call back again, had to prepare myself.
Oh, so did you kind of like massage it a little bit to get it chubby? You want like a little chub going? Is that right?
That's a smart thing. Well, I didn't think of that.
There's a skit. I was listening to a podcast. Adam Carolla was talking about his children. Like his son was like, getting a little bit older, and he not that he wanted to show his son his penis, but he wanted his son to know that he was a man. So he got himself not aroused for his son, but he just, it was kind of an awkward thing, but he's saying how he wanted his son to know that he's like a bit, he's, you know, he was well endowed, like his dad had a hammer, you know what I mean? And underpants. He's not walking around with his big swinging dick, but he just had like you know what I mean? He wanted his son to know on the big swinging deck.
On the king.
Yeah, so there you go. So sort of like that. So is that what you did?
Not like that at all.
No?
The opposite of that.
Oh. I thought that's where you were going with this.
This is a family commercial.
Not really. Okay, so explain what you... So where did I get distracted with the whole stuff in the sock?
This has happened in your brain.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yes, this is what I mean.
It's scary. I don't think my girlfriend will appreciate
no,
that.
No. Good thing she's not here today.
No. Anyway, so there was no sock?
No, there was a sock. That's what I wore on set.
Oh, that sock went over the unit.
Yes, so I stuffed my unit
in the sock.
The sock.
Oh, okay,
not
so.
Not the other way around.
I gotcha. Now I gotcha. Right.
Wait,
because.
What was the other way around?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I got it.
What size was the sock?
Was it a tube sock?
It was a tube.
Tube sock.
It was flesh colored.
Flesh colored tube sock. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like a stocking.
Like a stocking. Yeah, like a stocking.
With your name on it?
From camp.
Yeah.
Property of Paul.
It said supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, the full.
Yes. He had to have one that said that because
oh, Lord.
It wouldn't have.
And there was some double sided tape on on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you got to prepare for that as well.
For that money.
You know what I mean.
For that money.
And now,
for that money.
Did you get stunt pay?
Did I get stunt pay? That's good.
A fluffer? No fluffer?
No, no, we don't want to keep
no
it
fluffer.
As small as possible. Because they, you know, they put stuff in front of it.
Right.
Set.
Oh, that would
know,
make it more difficult.
Laugh, every take, they'd be laughing.
Because they could see it.
And they'd be like, what? What's so funny? Like, it moved. We saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't have control.
But in any case, the commercial is very creative and without question, the best work that Bernie and Phil have ever put out.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Be great.
And they did away with the jingle.
They did.
Most importantly, yeah.
Bernie and Phil, quality company.
And
Preston, it's not there anymore.
Not on that.
But you sang it anyway.
So.
And in the show, Paul does strip down to his.
This is my.
Don't give it away!
It's in the first minute. Yeah, it's in the first minute, I think. And that, too, probably wasn't written in the script, and he decided to do it.
Couldn't help himself. Nudity's part of his thing, apparently.
Seriously,
most shows I do.
The casting director says, okay, we need a skinny, tall guy that's not afraid to expose himself.
Show it.
Call Paul. We got Paul.
Better call Paul.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
All right. Well, anyways, thank you guys for coming in. Oh, wait, let's talk about right now. It's playing through the 10th.
Yes.
And
yes.
So what time? What show are the show times?
7:30 Tuesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And so
on Sunday.
No.
No Sunday performance.
Today there is.
Today there's a 2 o'clock, but this will go up after today's show.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And but it's just next Saturday is 2 o'clock and 7:30.
The Gloucester Stage website is very user friendly. Whoever did a great job, and you can get tickets online.
Yep, you can get tickets online. You can
and
call
you can
the
just,
box office.
Can you show up?
You can show up.
It's a good idea to get them ahead of time.
It's a good idea to either call or go online because if you want the best seats, if you want the premium seating,
there you go.
You
early first come.
Yeah. You want, but if you subscribe, you get the best seats.
Ooh!
But all the seats are good.
There is no bad seating out there. There really isn't. Good, nice work, Johnny. Nice work. Nice work. All right, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Well, that was certainly fun.
Yeah, right. Nice people.
They're a good group.
Yeah,
what a great group. If you haven't picked up the energy from that, if that hasn't inspired you to go see this show, you have no pulse. You're dead. Okay. DEAD. We want a big, huge shout out to our boy, Greg Bover.
Oh, yes.
Do you guys, are you aware?
I know Greg.
Greg Bover, a small Gloucester's Cape and...
Small business
person of the year.
Right.
Awesome award.
Yay.
So Wednesday night at the studio is his reception from 5 to 7 if anybody...
It's Wednesday evening, okay.
5
okay.
to 7
okay.
to honor our friend Greg Bover. That's the exact time where I have to drive to Hamilton to pick up my daughters. So I'm going to still try to swing in there. Because we think the world of Greg.
We'll be there. Tom and I are going to
Awesome,
go.
Awesome. If I don't make it, can you please let him know that I am so happy for him.
Yeah.
I was in the meeting where we decided who was selected as a former, the people that were former recipients are the ones that actually vote for who. And so it's a nomination. So you're in this room with all past people and... Everybody kind of pitches their person.
Huh.
And there was probably about 7 or 8 people, and Greg's name just kept rising to the top because you kind of go back and forth, and no one's putting down anyone
of
the nominees because there's a lot of worthy people, but you can only select one. There was a really good speech talking about a lot of the great things that Greg does. And I couldn't agree more. It was fantastic.
Wow.
So there's that. Okay. At the studio, 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday night, the 7th.
And then you can stay at the studio for dinner.
And then you can stay.
Or you could just walk around the corner and go see the 7:30 show of Bank Job.
Oh, that's oh my God, perfect timing. Perfect.
At Gloucester Stage. And you're already nice parked. Sports.
You're trying to make up for blowing us off last week, Heidi.
Would never blow
anybody
you
that
off.
Listens to the last week's podcast knows what we're talking about.
Oh, you
know
what, God.
You know what I took responsibility for?
You did. You took You took the bullet.
She did. Yes.
She so, ate the bullet. You said because you have been so busy that you didn't reach out.
Right.
But I thought that you always contacted us.
It's a symbiotic.
We have a symbiotic
relationship. Because when she called me, I was like, I was going to call you. I was talking about it this weekend. But it is a difficult, you know, this is a really great group. It really is not always easy to get
herding cats.
Actors up at to be here at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Especially when they have to travel get here.
When they have to travel to get here. And when they I end up like picking actors up and bringing them and driving them home. And when they have two shows on Saturday and one show on Sunday, it's difficult.
They want to have a little time to themselves.
Right, but the author was here this weekend, so I thought it was a perfect...
I believe that they had a good time here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They had a great time.
I don't think they had any regrets.
No. Oh, absolutely not. No, they had a great time.
So there you go. Okay. All right. Karen Pischke, the Love Fest, Gloucester Love Fest is tomorrow.
There's one tomorrow, and we had our second one yesterday at KPN Animal Aid, and it went really well. They had all the puppies and kittens there for adoption, and all these people came in, and what's really striking me is the children, what they're writing on the board, and I have to share this with you. This is from a 11-year-old girl, Kate.
Okay.
She wrote, "Strong people take care of themselves. Really strong people take care of others."
Oh.
From an 11-year-old.
It's made very deep.
So people come and they
write. They're writing beautiful things.
Yeah, they're writing. And that, you know, we don't tell them what to write. They just write message. You know, what does love mean to you is the title.
Very nice.
And I think every venue is going to have a little different flavor. So tomorrow night's at the Writers' Center, the Gloucester Writers' Center, 126 East Main. And I have this.
What time?
6 to 7:30, and then it's followed by the open mic night, 7:30 to 9. So hopefully people will come and write on the board and then stay for the open mic. And I'm thinking we may see some love poems, some love haiku, you know, maybe some love stories, love quotes.
All right, we have a link. For more information, I have a link there to your Facebook page.
Gloucester
so people
Tees.
Can get Gloucester Tees website. The link is there. They hit that, they can get all the information.
And I just found out we're going to be part of the Greasy Pole.
How's that?
Henry Cameron Allen just asked if we would be partake. He's doing the sixth revival of the Greasy Pole during Fiesta.
Not the Greasy Pole. The Greasy Pole, the musical.
The musical for Fiesta, and he wants to have a love fest for that. So we're going to be part of the Fiesta.
Very nice. Also tomorrow night, the Schooner Challenge. The Schooner Challenge. The premise is. That there's the Harold Burnham's the Ardell, the Thomas Lennon,
right?
The Lewis H. story was just launched,
So it was just relaunched yesterday, and then that's going to also be participating
for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty special.
And it's not. I guess it's not really a schooner. It's a Chibago boat, which is
Chibago,
which is a post-revolutionary inshore fishing boat. I learned from reading about it. So it's like a little. But I think it can participate in schooner things.
But I mean, it was built at the Essex shipyard, right?
Yes.
Harold Burnham.
Yeah.
One of his boats, yeah.
So there you go, get that. So it's a really worthy cause.
Yeah.
And
the schooner challenge is tomorrow night.
And there's still seats. They have a lot of fun on these because they do different kind of like events. And did you go on one before?
No, but it's really fun and competitive, and they like have, you know, different competitions between the boats and the captains, between the crew and the captains on each boat.
Very cool. So. Got that going. The farmers markets. The first one was this past Thursday.
Did you go? I didn't get to go.
You know something? I'm trying to unpack. At the house was just trying to get settled, and I had a little bit of time that day, and we used it. But I'm dying to go.
Yeah.
I love.
I know. I missed it. I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
I love walking through. There's so many great vendors.
I know.
So many great vendors. No. Oh, you know what? The guy from. There was a guy that was supposed to drop off some samples for us. The guy that does, not Ma and Pa's Pickles, but Mother's Brand something or other.
Oh.
He was going to drop off some samples. We're going to do a taste test, and he never did it.
Oh.
It's Alexander something or other his name is.
Oh, Pickles?
I think he does pickles, but I think he also does like some jams or some other things too.
You know who makes the best pickles in the universe?
You're going to talk about Myron Lapine?
Nope. Lindsay Krause.
What? Oh. Really?
She gifted me some pickles that she made, and they are... She's not only a great actress, she makes amazing pickles.
Multi-talented.
Can she please bring a jar in?
Yeah. I'll ask, although every jar she brings to you, I don't get. So, but I might share. So
you have to share, honey.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. So is that... this is pretty... Addison Gilbert is having a weight loss thing for people that are really big. They have, you know, people considering surgical weight loss. They're having an information session. And that is June 7th.
And when you go to Addison...
happening June 7th.
When you go to Addison Gilbert, they have a fabulous gift shop.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have bought...
Really?
Yeah.
You like go out of your way to go to that gift shop?
I have.
Well, sometimes, like if I have to go in there or if I'm around, and I've gotten beautiful scarves, beautiful jewelry.
Who runs it?
It's volunteers.
Really?
And that's the other thing too, is everyone who works there is really nice. They volunteer and they're really sweet with helping you with things. And
yeah, because when you're doing it, if you're that kind of person, they'll actually donate your time. Then you're generally a pretty sweet person to begin with.
But I've gotten great, and with all the holidays they have, I got a great Halloween scarf and
And then they get to see the gallery, the art gallery, when you walk in there too.
That's a nice shout out.
Very nice. We're going to do the Cape Ann Eats Roundup.
Yeah.
All the different dining news. Kim, you mentioned that Doug and Dennis Silva from the Topside Grill were awarded. There was, I think, 5 or 6 different
competing
businesses
that
were... so the city is the first... I talked to John Rando about this. The first time the city had a liquor license...
In decades,
like 50 years or something, because people sell these things for like, you know, $60,000, $100,000.
They sell them
amongst each other. They get sold, and the city took this one over. I think it was the one from
Espresso's.
They took it back from inactivity, because it has to be in use.
Yeah.
And so this liquor license that...
And it's
I don't understand why they didn't sell it themselves.
Right.
You can't... That makes no sense to me. But so it turned up. So there was a bunch of local businesses that were vying for this thing that's all they had to do was pay the little bit of a fee.
Wow.
$2,500, like negligible money to get a year-round liquor license.
Because the city can't charge whatever they want, because that's set by the licensing board.
You're right.
So
they got it, and they're very deserving as a family business.
Dennis
and Doug Silva, their family has been running, you know, for decades in Gloucester. Yeah. They've been running, you know, a tight ship, representing the city well.
Yeah.
And so if someone was going to get it, it's kind of nice that they got it. Because, if someone was going to get like a outrageous like value, like gift, I wanted to see someone go to like an established...
Well, they've been
family.
Solid businessmen. They contribute to the community. The
Absolutely.
Restaurant, I had dinner there last night, actually, before I went to an art opening.
What did you have?
And I had the scallops almondine.
Oh,
delicious. Nice. The scallops were tender. The flavors, rice pilaf. My friend got, my friend's got stuffed cod, and my other friend got a shrimp dish, a special with feta cheese.
Well, I can tell you,
we all loved it.
So I can tell you, they're they're a very shrewd, good businessman, and they buy their lobsters from us. They're very discerning. Like they look over every lobster and like they are up, they want to make sure they're getting the best.
Well, yeah.
It's good to know, right?
Right, that's really awesome.
And it was,
some places aren't.
Right. Yeah,
and believe me, I've had some, you know, weird lobster that didn't, you know, at certain places.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad.
And the staff was really nice from the moment you walked in. They were really sweet. And Doug comes over to the table.
They
know how to
they
run.
They know what's going on.
Yeah.
So they have that bump out on the sidewalk where you can sit, you know, like a little
al fresco.
Yeah.
Al fresco dining. Not many places have that in town.
No.
Yeah.
Happy Belly. We're in the former site of Alchemy on Duncan Street.
Yeah.
It opened, I think it's June 8th.
Yeah.
She's been
I was
tagging.
There on Thursday for
Did you go? For the preview.
There. Yeah. I was there on Thursday. Yeah. It was great.
Good
was
samples.
We had samples. They had some fabulous sangria, which was really good. And
she's the girl from the girl that was one of the Sticky Fingers, right?
She's doing the pastries.
Oh, so there's other things besides the pastries.
Oh yeah.
Well, if you look at their Facebook page, it seems like she's doing the only posting on the Facebook page. Oh. And it seems like it's all pastry. So I didn't know what was
going
on.
She's also gone through. I had heard, you know, talking to Samantha and Porter and Jen Wickes, that she's been also going through all the Serenity restaurants and kind of overhauling or fine tuning the dessert offerings. So
let me make a guess, an educated guess that could be told wildly off base, and maybe it's negligent just to say, but here's my guess, because that place has had a little bit of a turnover in that space, right? My guess is they want to make that space, they're paying rent there or whatever, or they have this space that they need to do something with, that maybe that it would be a place where she would create desserts for the other restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, he has several. There's a lot of restaurants in the Serenity Group.
Right, it's a big kitchen.
It's a big kitchen. Maybe her, alongside of other chefs, could, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're going to have breakfast.
Is her name Melissa Hayes?
I think so.
Possibly. Yeah. But then there's the chef, too, who I met, who's a woman.
Okay.
And she was lovely. She came over and talked to us. They had, like, little burger sliders. They had salmon cakes.
Explain the premise. Is it food that you can... There's no waitresses, right? You go to the counter.
It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's a little... It's more casual, family-oriented. They have a children's room.
They have food to go. Oh, wow. They're prepared. Yeah.
They have a children's room. They have, but you can sit down. You can get your kids. I haven't seen the menu, so I can't say. But let's say you can get your kids a burger or a cookie, and you can have a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Kate was like, "This is so needed in Gloucester to have food that like for quick.
Right.
You know, go in there, get something, and go.
Right. So you must be able to get to go."
Downtown.
And they're going to be baking all their breads. They're going to have and they're going to be selling the breads, I'm pretty sure, too. So, and then all the pastries and.
Right. Oh, what if they had the beautiful chalk menu by Danny Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine did a nice post about. Catherine's been doing great posts lately, hasn't she?
She does.
God bless her. I keep telling her to get in. She was suffering from some bad. She had a bad sick. She was sick for a while.
Did she? She always does amazing.
Posts. She does. She puts a big shout out to her. Yeah. Tano, June 15th is having a 1-year anniversary / Gloucester Fireworks fundraiser. All the money is going to the Gloucester Fireworks Fund.
Oh, that's
tremendous. Wow. Tano. We love Tano. We love Anthony Catarano,
a
good friend of ours.
Well, I think that's great because they always need help with the fireworks.
Always.
So. Yep. What a nice tradition. I mean, what a great thing this would really be.
Yeah.
You
know, very good.
A nice way to go about doing it.
So there's that. The Lat 43 just revamped their menu. There's some new menu items. You know, every once in a while, we go to Lat 43 quite a bit, or Minglewood, and, you know, you're like, oh, you know, I'd like these certain things, but I've had it so many times, and it's nice when they change it up a little bit. So they get a new menu. You can check that out. Feather and Wedge is doing Saturday and Sunday brunches.
Cool. Oh, wow.
With our friend Doug Pappas.
Pappas, that's the chef.
He's the chef. Right. The Beauport Cruise Lines has their May and June cruise schedule. They're doing lobster bakes and jazz brunches. Cool. All these things are hyperlinked for more information.
Who's getting super hungry?
Starving.
I am so hungry.
I'm starving.
Oh my God.
The Lobster Pool Restaurant, who buys their lobsters from us, great customers, they're very conscientious about quality and only use fresh lobster meat in their lobster rolls. They have a new website, so I hit the link to the new website there. The Studio and the Rudder have been basically running half off specials half of the week.
Right, I think it was Friday night. The night we went to the show. Friday night we went to the studio.
We went to the Rudder Friday night, and the half off everything at the Rudder. Kate and I got 5 appetizers, and a couple drinks each.
You whore.
I mean, it was
Just,
everything was great.
I would not have necessarily ordered these things,
right?
But now I've tried them, right, and now I'm going to go back,
yep,
because and I had so like, oh wow, that was amazing. I like even yeah, when they're not on half off, I'm going back to try.
And guess what our bill was? $36.
Yeah, it's just,
wow,
it's
crazy.
Just nuts.
So $36. So then I give like a $15 tip because I'm like,
yeah, you have to, you over tip on,
yeah,
on the full value.
Right, you tip, right, on, the you tip value, on the full value.
But then
yeah,
you still want to give them more because, you know, I don't think everybody does that. Because sometimes they put on the check what it was, but sometimes they don't. So that gives people a wrong impression, I think, that, you know, that they, anyways.
So. Yeah. So there's that. David Robinson's Polaroid show. You brought this up. What is this about?
Yeah, it was a beautiful show. Heidi was there last night.
Yeah.
Well, the opening.
I was there. I've been out and about all week, haven't I? Okay.
It's like the Heidi show. HeidiPodcast.com.
Well, no, David's an old friend of mine, so. And I saw all these Polaroids in his apartment before they were put up and
put
go through the whole thing.
Well,
so.
Well, let me just say this about the gallery. The gallery is exquisite.
The Hudson Gallery.
The Hudson Gallery. It's 120 Main Street. I can't.
What space was there before?
We were trying to figure that out last night.
What is it close to?
It's next to the Franklin. I don't know if it was the gold store or the Black Swan.
Oh, was it the Linens or Black Swan or the Good Linens? Is Good
Linens
still there?
Is there.
Oh, okay, so.
She was there last night, right, the woman who owns Good Linens. She's lovely.
All right.
So the gallery.
It's
the Geek
closer.
Store, maybe?
G33K,
where they had all the board games and stuff.
I don't
and the big, strange character in the front.
I don't want to say because I don't want to give the impression.
Okay, anyway. It's down where next to where Benjamin's used to be.
Yeah.
It's next to the Franklin.
It's next to the Franklin.
Yeah, okay,
so,
that's the final.
Yeah, because we had a reservation there, so Tom went around the corner and just said, oh, we're going to be a few more minutes late. And then
so what is the premise of the it's Polaroid pictures of what?
So when, this is my understanding, when he was touring with the Cars, he was, David Robinson is the drummer for the Cars.
Does he live around here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How the fuck did I not know that?
Where have you been, Joey? For years he
I
lived around
the
corner for
team.
You.
For years,
he lived around the corner from you,
right,
on Atlantic Road.
Right. Now,
years.
Now,
wait, what?
You know the house that's on Atlantic Avenue that's kind of set back
Atlantic
there?
Road.
Atlantic Road that has the big lions on it right around the corner from
it
you.
It was yellow for years.
Yellow.
When he lived
is
there,
it
was yellow.
I think it is. But anyways, it has the big lions. Does it sound like the big lions?
Wait, near Land's End or near Grapevine? And,
yeah.
And
do you remember Dr. Berkowitz?
Yeah.
Right next door to Dr. Berkowitz.
Really?
Yeah, the house that
so
sets
the
back.
Cars, the Cars, one of my first cassette tapes of all times that I kept in my Sony Walkman cassette player was the Cars. The first time I ever went to Naples, I had that playing in my Sony cassette player. And it brings back memories of that trip when I was 9 years old.
Aww.
Going to visit my grandparents. My sister and my mother, can you imagine this? My mother put me and my sister, I was 9, my sister was 8, on a plane to go to Naples without them. Nowadays, they arrest the parents. They arrest the parents.
No, I used to do that with my kids. And
you used to do it. Now I'm talking nowadays.
Yeah, but
with the helicopter parents. They don't do that anymore. We had this conversation yesterday about how children today that are 16-year-old are treated like 12-year-olds. They don't like you. If a kid is like walking downtown without his parents,
without
like a middle schooler, they want to arrest that person.
Kids don't walk to school anymore.
They don't. They don't. In my neighborhood, East Gloucester, Harriet Road, when I was in second grade, first grade, we walked to the bus stop. Now there's a line of parents in cars, like on their iPhones, waiting to drop their kids off that literally have to walk 50 yards to their house. Because I think they think the kids are going to get picked up by some crazy person or something.
Well, on our street, the kids run around and they just, you know, I don't want to say that because I don't want any
more. They're easy pickings. Easy pickings for
the neighborhood.
Yeah, easy pickings for the molesters.
But
it's terrible.
And it's also the scheduling and that, you know, when I'm working with a kid and they turn, like they're in 7th, 8th grade. And I'm, okay, can you come and do this? Can you be here? Can you be part of this? And I'll say to the kid, and the kids will be like, well, my parents, be like, wait a minute. You're, you know, 12, 13 years old. You know where you have to be, when you have to be. Right. You need to start taking charge of your own,
and
take responsibility.
So all right, so let's get back to David. So David lived on Atlantic Road.
Yep.
And then he moved to Rockport. He sold the house and moved to Rockport, and he opened up the gallery. The was right next, you know, where the Shailen Lewis.
Yes.
So all
Brackets.
Right across from Brackets, David has a gallery.
Oh, the opposite.
He makes jewelry.
Uh-huh. But all the whole time he was with the Cars, he was the drummer, but he was also the artist for the band. He did all the artwork and the promotion and the, you know, he was really, he's a very talented artist.
Did you and Tom hang out with him?
Tom Nukes. Like I told you, I was not...
You would be back then, throwing your bra on stage. With Tom. That's how you met Tom, right? Wasn't that true?
When I met...
True story. Fake news.
I met Tom long after he had the Atlantic, so I was not, I didn't know anything about
it. No, you didn't officially meet him, but all the time, you were going to the shows.
Hoping she would catch his eye,
right.
Throwing her bra.
Right.
So how I know them is because, so my best friend Donna, who you met, she came in.
Wonderful person.
Right, so her
costume designer, right?
Yeah. Her husband, Luis, is a filmmaker, and he had a filmmaking studio right in the car. You know, the Cars were up at the upper end of Newbury Street, you know, where the Genji restaurant was, and then the Cars had their recording studio right there. And Luis did a lot of recording there. So Luis is really, really close to David. Don and Luis are very close to David. So then, and also Rick.
And Rick's still with Paulina Porizkova,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable.
There's not many, like, supermodels and rock stars that stay together.
I know.
Like, you
know
what I mean? Like, because you think two monstrous egos, you know what I mean? Have to be, because everybody's stroking them all day long.
Right.
Like, they can't be normal people, right?
Right.
But they're still married. Kudos to them.
I know, and they have two kids.
And
where do they live?
They live in New York City, and Rick is he's a producer now, mostly does production.
That's great.
Dave, to get back to David, because we do want to give him a shout out. So anyways, while...
Dave who?
David Blatt,
so
David.
So Dave Robinson, go ahead.
David
the drummer.
The Hudson Gallery on Main Street, next to the Franklin.
So while he was touring with the Cars, this is where we got interrupted, while he was touring with the Cars, he was taking a lot of Polaroids. And things in passing and the television screen as it swirls away. I mean, they're really interesting, and now they're blown up and they're blown up to a larger format and they're framed.
So the Polaroids held up over the years?
Yes, which is amazing. And
a lot of them don't, right?
Yeah, it looks great.
He also had a program with Polaroid. Like, they supported him for 5 years because he was doing some of the things with their large format cameras as well. So I think there's a couple. I didn't see too many large format pictures, but there's a couple there.
Yeah, no, there aren't many.
So anyways, just go and see the show.
I have to go in now.
And
the new gallery.
You know, they're remastering all the Cars albums. They're re-releasing them, and David is designing the artwork. And so they're doing, there's a whole bunch with the Vargas member. Was it Candio? Shake It Up. The one with the Vargas girl on it?
Yeah.
So that one, David was telling me, has a picture of him with Vargas. And
that album.
And the pictures that the album cover were based on, and then David's collecting, you know, pictures of what's been, some behind the scenes stuff's touring to put in the. So those are all. One is out already.
Okay. It is one of the most, my favorite bands were the Jay Giles Band and Bruce Springsteen and stuff, but there I don't know that there's a full album that I associate with the time and place as that particular album in Naples, Florida, and driving in the back of my grandmother's car when, you know, going through Naples, when Naples was not what it is now.
No.
Like, Naples was very, I mean...
It's more funky, right?
Not so much, but, like, it was...
It wasn't developed.
There was just, like, one little strip of low,
like bungalows.
Yeah, like, there was just...
No high rise.
It was old Florida, right, as opposed to what it is now, like, you know, with the...
Well, my mom lives in Lake City, Florida, and it's still very much old Florida there. Still, like, a lot of little cottages with,
that's cool,
you know, cypress in the... what is it? The hanging...
Yeah, yeah.
The old oak trees with the hanging cypress in it. So,
very
cool. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that show. I want to go see it.
Yeah,
really,
and the gallery is stunning. I mean, I think it looks really good.
And then he's sharing it with this kind of with the amazing from the Perkins School for the Blind,
right?
With thermal imaging, taking photos that some of the visually impaired students and things have taken, and then putting them through thermal imaging, and then you can touch the photos.
Right.
That's
neat.
Really
go
cool.
City. It's very cool. Go
see.
Very,
I think my father-in-law worked for Polaroid for. Decades.
He did, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's excellent.
What a great...
I'm sure everybody's
thrilled to him. I know a lot of people who work there, and I think it was a great company to work for. They're so innovative and, like, doing... I think it was a great...
When they came out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I can imagine what the stock, like, chart looked like for that thing. When it came out, it probably, like, whoever had... the shares, like, when it first started.
Oh,
and then it probably just went... Foom! And then, obviously, it went out, you know,
it went
defunct.
It was almost like magical.
But hopefully some people cashed out and
yeah, I'm sure.
I hear Varian is doing ridiculously well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear Varian is doing, like,
that's
unbelievable.
I heard
they
that
have
too.
Orders, like, through...
Oh, that's tremendous.
A certain a lot, and they're hiring, can't get enough help because they're so busy.
That's tremendous.
So that's good. A lot of people...
Nice to
a lot of people in this town... have put kids through college on varying salaries, which is really nice.
Really
tonight, Wicked Tuna season finale.
Yes.
9 p.m. on Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Our buddy Dave. We like our buddy Dave.
Yeah.
We like all of it. We're happy for all those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, so the two top ones, they're very close.
Tuna.com.
Yeah, Tuna.com.
He's always there.
And what was the other one? Pinwheel. They're the two top ones.
The stoner boat.
Yeah. Is that, I don't know.
I think they relish that. I mean, they have the stoner flag. And
oh,
stuff
they do.
Like that.
So it's like, they're like just like $300 apart. But then...
You know, it's just...
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
We don't want to say that. We want to go...
No, that's fine.
Story.
Yeah, no, it's very
it's
exciting.
It's a reality show. It's not real.
Oh, it's all good.
Man.
I understand what's going on sort of behind the scenes or whatever. I have an idea of what's happening behind the scenes. It's still entertaining to me.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, these guys are real guys. And even though the dialogue is punched up for the show and everything, it's still a good show to watch no matter who it is.
And when you just even know them a little bit, they're just great people. So.
Great people.
Well, and it's a window into a part. I have friends in L.A. who are like, she's a fashion designer. And they were like, oh, my God, you live in Gloucester, Heidi? Oh my God, Wicked Tuna! They
my friends
obsessed
in Naples.
With it.
My friends in Naples are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
When I in Hamilton, when I go to soccer games, people ask me all the time. You know, like, oh, you know, and people. It's spurred
and it's not,
a lot of investment on a lot of different levels. A lot of different levels. You know,
and it's not just it's not just national. I mean, it plays in like 150 different countries.
Crazy,
So the Marcianos are celebrities when they go to Italy and such. So,
that must have been a great trip.
Yeah. So, my daughter's had the most amazing trip to Italy.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, she went Rome North. Did she go?
Her best friend from college, Natalie, is getting married in Radicandoli. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but it's right outside of Siena, not too far from Florence. So, first, for a couple of days, she went to Cinque Terre. And I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but anyways.
No, you're right. It's right there. Cinque Terre. You got it.
And that's where we're going on a family trip next year. I mean, it
gorgeous.
Was just so
God.
Beautiful.
I looked it up.
Right.
Because it looked just like the Amalfi Coast.
Right.
So
it is part of
the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, it is considered part of the
the
Italian Riviera.
Okay.
It's part of the Italian.
Because the names of the towns I didn't recognize, even though I went through five of those towns and I didn't recognize.
Well, they're teeny, teeny, tiny towns, and you can't reach it by car.
Ugh.
You.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a great place. You're going to love it there. It's amazing. I went there a couple of years ago, and I'm dying to go back.
Yes.
Dying to go back. We can wrap this up now. Closet Clash 227.
Yeah.
Thanks, Heidi. Right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Joe.
A lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Don't we always have so much fun?
Fun. Really good.
All right. Job. And next time that you have a show and you don't come here first.
Well, the effect is next. Lindsay Krause, Brad Hall from Saturday Night Live.
You're all going to be on the shit list next time you don't give it to us.
No, I don't want to be on. No, no.
There you go. Glosscast 227. Thanks, guys.